want to come
Greetings
in.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I want to thank you once again for tuning in to our Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Everyone knows that I am your lifetime imprint leader, and I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and reestablish themselves through the four components of life, that is spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I'm that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. I also hold virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of stress and that plagues our nation, like what's going on currently. So thank you once again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. You'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth here. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. I have a phenomenal guest with me tonight. I know, or today, wherever you are. I tell you guys that all week, every week, but I promise you, you do not get to hear the same guest on my show twice. And if you do, it's because they're coming back by popular demand. That's right. They come back by popular demand. So if you want my special guest that's coming before you today to come back, all you have to do is let me know. All you have to do is just chime in and let me know, and I will get her back, because guess what? A king told me today that she is on fire. I love, yes, it's a she, you know how we are. She's a hero. But I'm not going to stay before you long, because I want you to hear from this powerful young lady. So if you have your windows down, or you're cooking, or your television up loud, wherever you are, if you're in a dentist or doctor's office, turn everything off. Tune out of everything except Overcoming Battles, because this young lady is a spitfire. Spitfire. So I'm going to ask her if she's there. Her name is Angela Gaines, by way of somewhere down south. How's that? Angela, are you there?
I am here, beautiful Betty. I am here.
Yay, Angela, I want you to just tell the audience who you are and where you are hailing from.
Okay, well, believing, achieving, and motivated with faith, I run a race with God's grace and faith. I love teaching women and men all they can be, because you know what? With God in your heart, you are set free. I'm the beautiful, the bold, beautiful Angela Gaines from Greenville, South Carolina.
I told you, did you hear the audience in the background? I hear you all out there. I hear everyone dropping your spoons, your trays. I can hear just the chimes going on. I told you she was a spitfire, and she's not done yet. You see, I met this young lady when I moved to South Carolina. It's been about 5 years now. Yes. 5 years, my husband and I had the pleasure of meeting her. She's very hospitable. What you heard just then is what you would get anytime you invite her to be a speaker at your event, or a speaker for your event, or an MC. You see, I've called on her to do them all. I call when I need a friend, I call Angela Gaines. I'm glad her name starts with the A, because she's at the first of my contact list. Angela, tell us what it is that you do. You just gave us a lot of information of some of the things you do. And I know people are like, what did she just say? I know that you have a special ministry for making. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? For 30 years, I've been working with families and children, helping them with through addictions and mental health issues. And along with that, you know, just helping them to know how beautiful they are inside and out. And when you're talking about it, not only I'm the eldest of three children. So I was born and raised in South Carolina. Come from a family of three girls, and my dad, who was a very hard worker, driven man, but my mom, who was very, very positive and wanted to instill positivity in us. And not only during those times of doing 30 years of working with families, I knew that I had more to do. And God says, you are here to do more than just that, a purpose to help women on the inside, as well as helping them look beautiful on the outside. So along with me working through addictions with counseling other women and their families and their children, on a part-time basis, I was in the beauty field. Just one, I love beauty and fashion and just teaching women how to look bold and stylish on the outside. So I did Mary Kay part-time to kind of also help to do that beauty in the inside and beauty on the outside. But I also ran for another gift because my most important gift is my motivational, like you said, to speaking and empowering to others, but also evangelizing and teaching them how God, you put God first, how he will lead you to a door of a many, many opportunities. And so I tell everybody that's the G, the S, and O, because a lot of times we as women take care of everybody else and don't take care of ourselves. So that G, S, and O means God, self, and others. You got to learn how to do that, to walk through this door, to make great things happen for you. And there's so many women and so many people that are broken. And I love teaching them how to become unbroken and first knowing how important it is to be special. And I've come from a wife of 30, I married my high school sweetheart. So when you talk about overcoming battles, you know what? I married my high school sweetheart, who we both came from families with addictions and everything. And I can remember the addiction battle that we had in our marriage that led us from being high school sweetheart to a time of separation for 7 years because he was battling addiction. And I never thought it would lead and cause problems in my own family home because I was working in agency with addictions. I was working with women and families with addiction issues and never thought that it would hit my own home. And it did. That caused me and my husband, my high school sweetheart, the man of my life, and caused us to separate for a number of years because I did not want to raise my handsome son into a home with chaos and issues and unbelief and negativity. And so we did that separation so that we both can grow. And that is not easy. And so when I tell you that that was a battle for me, it was hurt for me, it was healing that I had to go through. And sometimes we got to remember to take that title of victim off of us, that be, and become victorious. And I had to learn to become a victorious woman again and not be broken and learn how to love me. And that's what I love, that God has gave me that purpose, Miss Betty, to just have the purpose to know you speak victory and be brave about what you have to overcome, because it takes work to peel off some stuff. And so I love that God has gave me the mission. My three P's, I tell everybody, God has gave me my purpose to know that I'm supposed to encourage and help people to overcome those battles or help them to know that there's more out there for them. And my second P, you got to be passionate about what you love, the passion about helping somebody and the passion about being above and beyond and not let other people get into your head to make you not move through those battles. And know how powerful you are is my third P. Know the power that you have. Because when God is right there with you, he teaches you and show you the way. You just got to get out of that dark cave and come to the light and know that he's got you to speak victorious. That's what it takes.
I am done with you. I'm just, you know, she said her three P's. Passion, power, passion, purpose, and power. And she gave you, she broke it down to you. She talked about her GSO, God, self, and others. She talked about those. And she talked about victory. She took me way back to February 4th, 2000. I want to say 19. It could have been 18 when we did a love event. And we had little kids there. And she was talking about these same things, you know, GSO. And she was talking about passion, power, and purpose and power, and then virtue, You spoke about that too. You put your hands up in a V, and this is how you remember that. You did the V and then you turn it into a heart, you know.
Victorious. We gotta speak
victorious. Yes, we gotta speak
victorious. Because so many of us wear the title of being victim. And sometimes we get stuck in that, man. We get stuck in that victim mentality. And, you know, in the victim mentality means I can't, and I can't move on. It's never going to happen for me. It will happen for him or her, but it's not going to happen to me. We got to know that God says, speak victory over yourself. Know how victorious you are. And that means affirming those great things, affirming how magnificent you are. Instead of getting out of the bed every day and saying, oh, good gosh, it's another day. We need to get it up before our feet hit the floor. We need to say, today is an amazing day. It is awesome today, and I am speaking victory today because I am victorious.
And what I also love about you, you know, we became friends the first time we met. I'll never forget the day when I moved here and I wanted to connect with some women. You know, we were in a jewelry business together. I wanted to connect with the jewelry business ladies that was in this area, you know, because I was doing well in the state that I moved from and wanted to do well in this state, but wanted to just tether with these ladies. So I went to a destination where the meetings were supposed to have been taking place and no one was there but me and this other car. And I'm just waiting and waiting and no one shows up. So I leave and the other car leaves. And so I'm thinking, they advertising this meeting is here and it's not there. And then it just so happens, I don't know how it came about, but we met. Someone may have given me your phone number. And then we went to this event together, Battle of the Bands.
That's right.
Yes. And then, you know, we just connected and it seems like it was family from that point. And you were that go-to person. I could call you and you would give me the name of a person to do things. And like you said, you know, you just love loving on women and you support them. And I felt that in my heart from the day that I met you. I have a couple of questions to ask you because these are some of the top questions that guests ask me to ask my guest. And I know you said Mary Kay. I did Mary Kay 3 or 4 times. I had the Mary Kay. It was a red car at the time. Yeah. I went to Texas on several occasions, got to meet Mary Kay. I was on a team with, she was a lawyer in New York at the time.
Okay.
What is her name now? Now she's like the top person.
Gloria,
yes. I was even under, not directly under her team, but not too far from her on her team. You know, powerful little bitty woman. And this is why I know, you know, things come back around to you. It's by sticking and staying and being tethered with professional women such as yourself. So. Yeah. One of the questions that my audience love for the guests to ask is what motivated you to get started in your business? I think you already answered that, but I just want to hear that motivation again.
Well, what motivated me at the time was I knew that I always wanted to be my own boss at one time, but I also knew that being my own boss means I still wanted to help women and I wanted to help others. And so I was a new mom myself at the time when I heard about Mary Kay, and I read Mary Kay's philosophy, God first, faith the second, and career third. I was like, oh my goodness, a company that puts God first, I need to be involved. And then it was beauty too, and it was empowering. And then her philosophy of God, you know, of the golden rule, you know, doing to others, you want others doing to you. I was like, this is perfect for me. So the motivation was that I seen God was at the top of the list of this company. And I knew that I can work my business with putting God first. And so I knew that gave me the motivation that I wanted to win and be a part of this magnificent company, because it was going to enrich women the way I wanted to do. And I was already working with women and helping them be emotionally on a different level, mentally and psychologically. And I thought, this is a way that I can help them, not only just with that part, but beauty on the outside as well. So that's what motivated me.
And you are so right. Those were some of my motivation skills too from Mary Kay. And I tell you, one of the reasons I stopped the first time is because she wasn't overseas. And then next thing you know, I came back to the States, got back in, went back to the States. She was all overseas. I'm like, oh my, even she, and she wasn't even here anymore. But her imprint is still living on.
Yes. And women love what that right now has carried for many, many years. And this coming September is 58 years of her legacy. 58 years in 47 countries.
47 countries.
Women disempowering and changing from being poverty level and broken to now breaking the glass ceiling, which is magnificent, that you can break the glass ceiling by being where you want to be and being who you are.
Yes, exactly. And you talked about some of the challenging things that you had along the way, which I applaud you for your honesty and your openness, because when we are honest and open about the truth, we can get, that's how we overcome it.
Yes.
So my next question is, you know, it's like the audience, like, what kind of challenges or setbacks did they have to, you know, do they have to overcome to be where they are now in their business, you know? So things are not perfect.
It's not perfect. And when I tell you that I was, like I said, I was working in the addiction field, and then all that stuff just bam, it hit my own family. And I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How can I just be counseling other people? And then I am living as being a wife and feeling and had no trust in the man that I love. Or I was felt like that just walked out the door, and then I had to take care of my own self and take care of my son, and then had to learn how to overcome the challenge of being from being a wife to being a single mom, and learn how to take care of our home, you know, the loss of funds, so the loss of my home, you know, and all the time, I was like, okay, I'm broken. I'm like, God, what am I going to do? And I had to pull myself back up, and I had to walk into my job every day trying to still pretend that I was happy when I was hurt. And I was wanting to cry. I'm in there doing group therapy with some of my women who were fighting those addiction battles when I, as a wife, was fighting those battles myself. And I had to teach them, and I was living it myself. And so I said, okay, God, help me, give me the strength to know that I got to encourage these women. I got to show myself, I got to heal me. And I had to go and pray and get on my knees bed and say, God, help me, because I've lost everything, but I'm not going to be broken. I got to pull myself back up, because these women depend on me to help them to pull through. So I got to show them the way. And that's exactly what I had to do. I had to show them the way. And I had to journal. I had to pray. I had to learn how to have forgiveness again. I had to learn how to trust my husband again. I had to learn. And we had to be apart to do that, because you know what? It takes people to pull apart sometimes to come back together, because each person's got to heal from that hurt, that pain, that loss, that untrust. You know, addiction breaks families up. Yes. And it's a weight that takes a while to get back to heal. It does.
Yes. What other than Betty Speaks has been a great inspiration during your journey, you know? You got me on that, because we're gonna come back and touch on that later. That's something that we're gonna take international on an international level. We're taking that same subject. But yeah, who has that inspiration been for you? And I know you're gonna say Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo! Go on now. Tell us.
Having positive women and people around me in my circle. You've got to learn how to develop other people in your circle. Because you can't bring another broken person in your circle that's going to lift you up to teach you how to overcome. So you got to make sure you have other overcomers with you. You can't stay in that group that's still lost and still in the cave and still saying, you need a new man. No, I don't. I need to go over here with God. I need to go over here and find Angela. I need to go over here and journal some things. I need to affirm the power that I have myself. And I need to know how to get out of this hole that I got myself in. And I can't do it with you still want to stay the same. And that goes back to what I said earlier to you before we got on this thing. You know what? You got to be brave to make some changes. Mm. And that braveness is what I had to do. And when I think B-R-A-V-E, the being brave is you got to get bold. You got to get bold and believe God. You got to be bold enough to take some chances and build some confidence. You got to be respect yourself and take responsibility of the things that you've done. You can't take responsibility of what everybody else does. You got to take responsibility of what you have done. And the A is you got to change your attitude. You got to have that attitude of go. You got to have that attitude of positivity. You got to have that attitude that change these 6 inches right here. You got to change it. It's no more negativity. It's I can, I will, I must. I used to tell my son that all the time. I can, I will, I must. You got to make sure you do that. And the B in brave is victorious. You got to be victorious. You got to speak victory. You got to speak that among yourself when you look in that mirror every single day. What makes you victorious? Angela, you're not a victim. It has happened. God brought you through this so that you can tell the story to teach other people how to get out of the hole, how to get in gear. And the E is you got to have some energy. You got to have some energy and enthusiasm about life to know that God got you. Take this energy and move it across the world and show people how to be brave. That's what it takes. It's a peel back process. And people got to get ready. And it begins here. It begins here. I say faith is following all in the heart, Miss Betty. That's what faith is. Follow all in the heart. When you change your mindset, then your heart has got to get ready because it's a mind, body, and soul. That's what it's all about.
Girl, I ain't messing with you. Follow all
in the heart.
In the heart.
Sometimes our faith is small as a mustard seed, but that faith can take you to another level. But it's got to be in your heart.
Got to be in your heart. I ain't messing with you, girl. Where are we at? Where are we? Let me see. Where are we at on time? I'm going to miss the roll call and everything. I'm just missing it all. This is Angela Gaines, you all. She's going to be doctor. She's going to get an honorary doctoria coming up here. She's going to be one of the certified master coaches for the Resurrection Imprint Act. You know, she's going to be a leader in that organization. I'm telling you. You think she's a spitfire. I mean, we're like 30 minutes away and she has spit all over my face, right? I'm just telling you.
Honestly. Hey, we together, sister. We together.
Yes, we are. What's your definition of leaving an imprint? What is your definition? Come on with it.
My definition of leaving an imprint is making sure that your word can carry on. I always tell my son I want to leave a legacy. And that legacy is the motto of this for me. When you put God first, he opens that door for you. But you must go through the door. And sometimes going through that door means you may have these battles that you're going to go through. The battle of being lost, the battles of being broken, the battle of me, I can't. The battle means that I'm lost. But you got to go and assess yourself and assess what can move you from that way of saying, I can't. I want to leave the legacy and an imprint to say, with everything is possible, and it is. And my legacy are those three P's. Know your passion, know your purpose, and be powerful and meaningful about it. When you know your purpose, Miss Betty, God will take you and let you spread that purpose all over the world. But you gotta be passionate about it. And that passion is the fire that's gotta be within you. And then you gotta know the power. You gotta know the power. So my three P's is the imprint I want to leave on this world, because those three P's are powerful.
I'm telling y'all, She is, she's fall, what does she say? Fall all in the heart. She is full of faith. That's what you're hearing. You're listening to her right now, Angela Gaines. You got to contact her, connect with her. I'm telling you, she's on social media. She's already told you that her business is in 47 different countries. So this is the listeners out there, wherever you are, she can contact you to be a part of her business. She will contact you to motivate or inspire you and help you identify your imprint so you can leave it not only for you, but for the universe. How can what did I miss? How can listeners contact you, my beautiful sister? How can they contact you?
They can just contact me. Listen, send me an email, girlfriend. Let me tell you something. ASCDiva@yahoo.com. And you look what that say. A South Carolina diva. That's what that means. Because divas from, this is what diva means. And this is why I call my team divas. Determined, inspiring, victorious, awesome sisters. That's what that means. We're determined to make great things happen. We're inspiring people every day. We speak in victory every day. We know we're awesome and we're sisters. That's what divas means. A South Carolina diva at yahoo.com. Call me. I'm on Facebook, Angela Gaze. Listen, I'm on Facebook. Just, you know, be my friend. I love friends. Just come on there. Angela Gaze is who I am. And so, yes, just find me. I have three different pages. My speaking page, my Mary Kay page. Hey. It's me.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Listen, I told you all, I told you before she opened her mouth that you were going to be listening to someone very powerful today. And I want to thank you all again just for tuning in. Listen. I'm done. I can't even take notes. I got to listen to her again. It's like, listen, Lisa, I have got to listen to this call again. And I know that each and every one of you, you had a takeaway from this. You can always replay it. I told you, as I say to you each and every week, strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. You heard, sister, leave some imprints with you. Remember, you have to remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming the things you thought you couldn't. Can you imagine being married to an addict and then parting for 7 years and then falling in love all over again? Yeah. I see that, and I didn't know that. I see their love. I've met her husband. I see her grandbaby that goes along with my grandbaby. You know, like they're growing, you know, just a reunion. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday on Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. That's Joshua. Book of Joshua, Tay, to be strong and courageous. This month has been an amazing series of guests. And I always tell you that as well. It has been an amazing series of guests. Listen, you can leave comments to Angela on my page, or you can definitely reach out to either one of us if you want to get back in touch with her. We have an amazing book that we're going to be launching on the 26th of August at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is East Coast. So wherever you are, we're going to be advertising those this Friday. So get ready to rumble and support her. And she has an amazing article in that book too. So support us on that international book that's coming out on the 26th, but you will see the flyers flying out the end of this week. So get ready. They're already marketing the books. Get your copy now. So Angela, tell us one last nugget. I know you have one more in you. I just feel it.
Know that everything about our lives begin at home. You know what? I tell everybody that all the time. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes a tall grass bend into leaning, suddenly my world's gone and changed, and we got the feeling Just know that home begins inside of here, inside of your mind, inside of your heart, inside of your soul. Just believe and trust the process.
I love it. This has been Angela Gaines, folks. I'm telling you, I want to hear back by popular demand. Make sure you message me and say, we want Angela Gaines to come back. We want her back. And I promise you she will, because she's going to be one of my guests for the books, and she's going to be on my television show as well. So you're going to be hearing more of her. I'm going to get her certified to be one of the instructors so she can travel to some of the locations that
yes.
designated to travel to. So let's get ready for more of my sister.
That's right. Love.